Kedushin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, in the context of setting up klolim, mitzvahs anoshim or mitzvahs noshim, which is brought agav kinyonim of issues, is brought the halochis, family halochis, that are biyachas to an isha. With that, the Mishnah sets up the klolim of which mitzvahs are mechuyiv, mutlal anoshim and noshim alike, and which mitzvahs, namely mitzvahs eshes mangroma, that noshim have a ptur. In this context, the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah discusses different things in Hilchus Karbonis. Most of Kochim is knowing by Isha also. The halachas of who has to bring a carbon and the halachas of how to bring a carbon are the same Anoshim and Noshim. However, there are details that are not exactly the same. The Mishnah says, Hasmichois. Smicha is the mitzvah saseh of being Semich al Reish HaKorban, Samach Venira, right before the Shechitas HaKorban, right before the Korban was started on the process of Akrova, namely Shechita, before the Dam is Neskabel and then brought to the Mizbeach. There's a mitzvah for the Bailam of a Korban. We're talking here about a Korban Yochid. A Korban Yochid, the Bailam is mitzvah to be Semich B'chol Koyche Al Rosh HaBeima. The Chelik of the Smicha is the Mizvada Al Chetoy. So it states in Rambam and Ma'aseh Karbonis, it comes from the Mashmos of the Psukim. Lachara should be a gender-neutral halacha. However, the Gemara darshins that the Pasuk says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, v'loy b'nei Yisrael. Women don't have a din smicha. There's a ganze machlekes, you learn sugis, in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara mentions over here also. The lav davka that it means that women don't make smicha, it could very well mean that women are not mukhuyiv to make smicha. Therefore, not in the Kenzain, they're not Shem Soimchis. However, what's interesting is, the Gemara Chagiga has a diyun, that even though we just mentioned that smicha has to be b'chol koiche, for a woman to lean on a behemoth where she's not mechuyiv to make smicha, and she's going to lean on the behemoth b'chol koiche, is a form of using the behemoth. When you lean on a behemoth b'chol koiche, means that you're only standing because the behemoth is supporting you. You're using the behemoth as a cane, as a stick, so to speak. That would be guilty of mi'ila behegdish, and well, that can't be done by a woman. Tnufa is waving, which is done by various korbanos, let's say by a korban shlomim, the chelik abosa that's eaten by kehanim, when it was separated from the animal, the bailim made tnufa, and he waved in different directions. Melech umevi, the chozav v'shoik is the chelik of the behemoth that's given to the kehanim. The chalovim that go on the mizbeach also make tnufa on that. The way tnufa is done is the bailim puts his hand. He puts the korban by his hands, and the kohen puts his hands underneath the bailim, and they mevi u'moylech l'arba ruchas hashemayim malo morid. Six directions, mamash like nanuim. This is the source of nanuim in Dinei Torah. When a woman brings a korban that's mechuyiv tenufa, the woman doesn't make tenufa. The kohen makes tenufa, not the woman. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'loy b'nei Yisrael. Ha-goshois, after a korban mincha is prepared, it's brought with a maisa called Hagosha. It's brought to the chelik of the avodah is to bring it to that chelik of the mizbeach that's called Alpnei Mizbeach. That chelik, by the way, just we're not learning menachos, but it's the chelik hadroimis, keren droimis marovis of the mizbeach. That din can only be performed by men. We're talking about kahanim. Can only be done by men, not by women. Now, the truth of the matter is that this isn't an out in Hagosha kishala atzmoi. What the Mishnah is really introducing us to over here is the fact that a kohen zochor could be oivid, and a kohen nekeva kehenes cannot be oivid. That din has nothing to do with hagoshes. Bechlal, all avodas that are performed by a woman are not kosher. Avodas kehanim means by kehanim zchor. Hagosh is just the first example. The first two cases in the Mishnah, smichos and tenufos, were done by the bailim, who's a zohar. It's nothing to do with kohuna. So over there, you would say the bailim of the kohen. If she's a woman, so that the Torah say no. A woman doesn't have that din. But Hagoshois, Kmitzos, the first malacha that's done with a carbon is taking off a certain amount. They're complicated between the fingers. It's called Kmitza. Vaktorois, being Maktir, the chelik of that makes the carbon to a carbon, similar to by a carbon of a behemoth, is the Kabbalah Saddam, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, bringing it to the Mizbech and then spritzing it, the Zrika on the Mizbech, is the Kmitza separates that chelik, it's sort of like the Shechita, And then there's the putting in the kli, and then there's the bringing it to the mizbech. That's called haktara. Putting it on the mizbech is like the zrika. Hamalikos, malika is pulling, severing the pipe. The shchita was done on the front of the neck of a behemoth. There's the kon and the vayshet there, the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe. The malika was done on a carbon oif. The Torah is mechadish that even though when we shech chickens for our regular meals, we shecht it from the front of the neck, and we shecht it with a knife. Of course, the regular shchita. Malika was done with a fingernail of the kohen, and it was done in the back. The same two pipes were severed, but it was done on the back of the neck of the behemoth. That can only be done by a kohen, even though shchita is ksher bizar. Shchita is something that a zar could do, because witness the fact that you could shecht a cow for a meat company. So he could do it also in the Beis HaMikdash. He could shecht the kabbonis with the right machshava standing in the Azara. Malika could only be done. That's already a unique malacha, a unique avodah that's only done by kahanim. Hazois is spritzing the domim of the mizbech on the domim of the carbon on the mizbech. Kabbalois being mekabel the dam that should be ro'ui lizrika. All those halachas are avodah sakahanim that are noyegim banoshim v'loy minoshim. Chutz mincha soita unezira shehen menifas. The Torah says specifically that the mincha of a soita, I in all the details, kemavur mesecha soita, unezira, a woman that becomes a nazir, the Torah delineates specifically that she's menif, and therefore those are exceptions to the rule. You might actually have to learn it out, because the pasuk says, v'locha kakoyim yada ka'oyisho, es mincha saknois vehenif sa mincha lefnei Hashem. The Gemara learns out that miyado isha just means it's done by the kohen, but with the Yad HaYisha. The Gemara uses that loshon by Korban Shlomim, and over there it's done together with the Bailam. We're talking about a man. So by Korban Nazir, we say that the woman is mishtata with the tnufa of the Kohen. By Nazira as well, that the pasuk that we just mentioned, is by Korban of a Soita. By Nazir as well, there's a pasuk that even a woman, we're marba that she does tnufa together with the Kohen. Mishnah test. Kol mitzvah shi tluya ba'aretz. This is already a klal. Not l'gabi men and women, but it's a klal in mitzvahs, in mechuyovius b'mitzvahs, and that's why the Mishnah includes it over here. It's not really shark to the first part of Kedushin, it's shark to the klalim of who's mechuyov b'mitzvahs. Kol mitzvah shi tluya ba'aretz, eino neheges ela ba'aretz. Mitzvahs that are shayich to the land. Mitzvahs that the chiyuv of the mitzvah is a result of Kedushas ha'aretz, of the land, the produce of the land. It has different mitzvahs, different halachos, so that's only in Eretz Yisrael. The she'ena tluy bar, it's something which is not land-based, it's not totally in karka, no heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Do we have to think too hard to come up with examples? Trumis, maisris. There are a few examples that are not so posh. The Mishnah says, chutz min ha'orlo v'aklayim. Reb Lezer argues, and he adds, af min ha'chodosh. So let's break it down. The Gemara understands the etzim klal of what it calls mitzvah tluyis baretz as opposed to mitzvahs that are choyves haguf. Mitzvahs that are incumbent on the gavra, on every member of klal. So it's not a mitzvah that flows from the kedushas haaretz. The Gemara learns that out because there are psukim that talk about mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Eila achuchim ha-meshpatim ha-shetishmon lasis ba'aretz ha-shenos na-shem ha-lekeh ha-visech ha-lechol yishno. L'choy that says that chukim ha-meshpatim that a yid keeps our last is ba'aretz hashenos hashem l'kev v'sechel l'chol d'rishta. Kol hayom mashatam chayim al adam is a pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Beis, in Dvarim. L'chor, that sounds like mitzvahs on noig. Only in Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara really breaks apart the pasuk. On the one hand, ba'aretz hashenos hashem l'kev v'sechel l'chol d'rishta sounds only in Eretz Yisrael. Kol hayom mashatam chayim, that's a klal. You're mechuyv in the mitzvahs. That would mean that you mechuyev mitzvahs ben baretz ben lechutz laretz. So the way the Gemara shtals it avek is, the Gemara compares it, the next pasuk is talking about a mitzvah which is chayv zaguf, ibud avayd zara, and ibud avayd zara has nothing to do with where. A person's living in lechutz laretz is also a mitzvah of ibud avayd zara. There are mitzvahs that are shayich, that are chayv zaguf, and there are mitzvahs that are tluyas ba'aretz. Now, lechayra, the mitzvahs that are tluyas ba'aretz should be anything that's based on produce of the soil. Says the Mishnah, chutz min ha'orlo min ha'klayim. Orlo is the produce that's produced by any tree the first 3 years after it's planted. It's called orlo. The fourth year you have to take to Yerushalayim, it's called netar voi. Orla is not only machol sasus, it's also also bano. Orla l'chor has to do with the land, with the ground. And still there's a halachal meishim Sinai that it's noig b'chutz laretz. The Gemara has a few different days how Orla's chutz laretz works. Is it the same thing as Arza Yitzchol? The Gemara brings one day that Orla's chutz laretz is a minig. It does not have the tekev. Maybe it's only midirabonon. The Pashas is that it's halachal meishim Sinai. Now, it's halachim ha'ishim Sinai, so then l'chayra, it's noig the same way, it's noig in Eitzot, it's noig in Chutz Lotz. Umatzinu, a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara, that the two are chalukim and b'yisoy. Sofik orlas Chutz Lotz, the Gemara says is mutter. Not because we're makel by svekas, the Gemara says something astonishing. Loi matzinu is something loi matzinu b'chal ha'terikula. Normally, you could say that maybe there's a makom lahakul besvekis. There are rishonim that hold that every suffix, shita the Rambam, is suffix deraisa lekula, famous arichus in Shev Shmaitza in the beginning of the Sefer in Shmaitza Aleph. And one of the examples that he brings over there is the fact you need halachal moshe misinai to tell you that orlas chutz laretz is mutter. Why? Why do you need halachal moshe misinai? It would be mutter anyways. Suffix deraisa lekula. And the answer is, because when you look at the sugya over here in Daf Lamed Tes, is the Gemara says, what happens if Reuven knows that something is Arla, and he feeds it to Shimon? Gemara says, say the Gemara, it's mutter. Now, lo metzina v'lo shamanu, that just because somebody doesn't know that something is also, to feed a yid, bosa b'cholav, rachman l'tzlan. Avada, he's an oinis, he was fed, he's allowed to be samech on another yid, but rachman l'tzlan, he ate bosa b'cholav, he has not a problem. And the way the Achreinim understand this, he said, Shev Shmaitzi really says it, but the way the Achreinim understand it is that Orla's Chutz Laretz is not that the mitzvah of Orla in Eretz Yisrael, the Isser of new fruit from any tree 3 years, is a Cheftzid Yisur in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a Cheftzid Yisur in Chutz Laretz. No. Mitzvahs at Luis Baretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, there's a Choyves HaGuf to keep Halachis of when a person's aware that something is Arla, that he should be maneir from it. So what happens if he doesn't know? If he doesn't know, he's not keeping it. You want to say, Lamaisa, he ate Arla? No, it's not Arla. A Yid has to keep the Nihugim of Arla in Chutz Laretz. That's the Halacha Moshe Misinai, but it's not Peiros of Isser. It's not an exception to the rule of Bein Baretz, Bein Chutz Laretz. Klayim is the same idea, except we have to point out that we're talking about there's two types of klayim. There's klay ha-kerem, where tvua and kerem are mixed together. This is an isur chomor. It's also bano. In chutz laretz, it's also midrabanan. That's what the Mishnah means. Klay zroim, which is grafting trees, is not also b'chal chutz laretz. Klay ha-kerem is more chomor klay zroim, because klay ha-kerem is more chomor be'etzim. It's isur hanol, like we just said. Klai's run grafting trees together, that they didn't ask. Now it's all, you're not allowed to graft trees. Reb Lezer Oimer Af Min HaChodosh. Now this is the basis of the famous Shmuz about whether Chodosh in Chutz Laretz is also or not, whether people should be makbid living in America or elsewhere on Chodosh. There were two Minhogim going down through the centuries with a big machlekes. Many on Klai Yisrael were noig to be matter. Why? The Mishnah says over here that Chodosh, Reb Elazar says, is not mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. What's chodesh? Chodesh is the produce of the land being osur until Pesach. After the Korban Omer was brought, all tvua from before that became mutter. The reason why there's a controversy is not based on svar, but it's based on learning a pasuk. The pasuk says that the mitzvah of not eating the produce of the land before the Korban Omer, which is the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, the Pasuk says, B'choma Shveseichem. B'choma Shveseichem sounds like B'chomokom Sha'atem Yoishvim. The Rav brings the Drosh to the Pasuk, and that means B'chomokom. The Tanakhama holds B'choma Shveseichem is Avada Chodesh is Mitzat Luis Baretz. B'choma Shveseichem only means that the Tvua of Eretz Yisrael is only also after Klal Yisrael settled in Eretz Yisrael. Let's make a mitzvah to lose bars. The shaila is how we paskin. And this is a subject, it's a shaila how to learn the Gemara, it's a shaila gisosin word, it's a machlek sushoinim. Without getting into the arichus, but if it comes down to the achroinim, And because there's a sofik, there's a shayla bisman hazeh, where the chodesh is also. Now, it's also certainly one has to be makbid. But tfua from chutzla is the shayla whether one has to be makbid in chodesh or not. The minig for hundreds of years was to be makel. Today, there's a resurgence of those that are mahadir or machmir. There are certainly many yechidim that are machmir. And it's a lot easier to be makbid on chodesh. One of the inyonim is that very often it's impossible to discern whether it's chodosh or yoshon, whether it's from things that are from last year or whether it's from this year's crop. So they have ways of discerning. But lamaisin in Europe there was svekos, so because there was svekos, that sofik was mitstarif and maybe made a svek sveko, and that was the basis of the kula. You have to know today when things are documented, every cereal box has a serial number. Where when exactly the tefillah was produced, it's harder to falozich on the kula. But the machlekes starts over here in this Mishnah. We'll just finish up the perek because it's one inyan. Mishnah Yud. Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achas mitivin loy umarichin lo yomav. We're talking about mitzvahs, the klolim of being mechuyev v'mitzvahs. So the Mishnah adds a perspective, how to look at Mishnah, how to look at mitzvahs. Anybody that does one mitzvah, each mitzvah is pure ruchnias, it's a kesher elyon, a direct chibur to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mitzvah is miloshen tzavso, connected. Every mitzvah connects a yid with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So any mitzvah that a yid does, mitivin loy, min hashamayim of course, marichin lo yomov, he has narichus yom, that means he has a chius. Marichin is yomov, the rav says, goes in olam abo. Noichel as oretz refers to eretz hachayim. It's not clear what that is. It could be there's Olam Habo, and there's a world of Tchias HaMesim that's after Olam Habo. There's a discussion, the Eretz HaChaim is a term that's used in Sefer Yecheskel in places. It's also the same discussion also goes on Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Habo, Shenema V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim. What are we talking about when we say Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Baretz? L'Olam Yishu Oretz. Is it going on Eretz Yisrael? Or is it going on Oretz, what the Rav refers to over here is Eretz HaChaim, the world of Neshamas. That's discussed by the Mefarshim over there. So you have the same Shmuz over here. L'maisa, the Rav says, Neuchas Oretz is a step after Marichim Yomov. Everybody has Arichas Yom, then we kaim one mitzvah. So the Rav says, Klor, then we're going on Olam Habo. The Neuchas Oretz is going on Eretz HaChaim post Olam Habo. Olam HaNeshamas. V'chol she'eni oisim mitzvah achas, ein mitivin loy v'ein Marichim lo Yomov. The Lashon is a little bit interesting. Anybody who doesn't do one mitzvah, that means what? That means he never did a mitzvah in his life? So the Rav explains that what we're talking about over here, somebody did mitzvahs, he did averis, it didn't matter to him enough when his avoinos were merubim mischuyosov to tip the scales to push himself in the direction of having more mitzvahs. So there the mitzvahs don't provide for him. He stays avoinos merubim. Roiv is machria, and what he is he's not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the Mishnah adds another part of being dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol sheyeshne b'mikro b'mishno b'derech eretz. The son. Mikro is teresh b'chsav, Mishnah is teresh b'alpeh. The Lashon used over here is Mishnah, not Talmud, even though really it's ben chomish l'mikro, the Mishnah says in obvious, ben esel l'mishno, ben chomish esel l'talmud. Here we're talking about the klal. Teresh b'chsav, teresh b'alpeh. U'b'derech eretz, derech eretz of course refers to Midas Tevois, it's no less than Yedias HaTeira. Loi b'meir hukhoite, the connection to Teira and Midas Tevois creates in a person the ability to withstand Chet. Shenema v'achut ha-mishulash, loi b'meir yinotik. Chazal in this Mishnah understand that this, that Shlomo HaMelech says chut ha-mishulash, refers to Mikra Mishnah and Derech Eretz. There might be other ways one could explain. Maybe it's talking about Teira, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Maybe it's talking about Mikra Mishnah Talmud, like we said before. But our Mishnah is saying Mikra Mishnah Derech Eretz. V'chol she'ene loy b'mikra loy b'mishnah loy b'derech Eretz, ene min ha'yishuv. Ene min ha'yishuv means that he has no purpose in this world, Rachmanu L'tzlan. The Rav's Lashon is ene merely yishuv v'shalaylam, he's not a productive member of society. V'havim ha'shove v'yishuv leitzim, he should be avoided and dealt with as somebody who shouldn't be ma'uruv. Upasala Eidus, he becomes, his personal status is called into question. The Mishnah just adds this, biyachas to the Kloli HaMitzvahs. It's Hashem, we're going to return in the next Mishnah to Nyani Kedushin.